Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Sabre season comes to an end with a win over the Philadelphia Flyers. And we'll talk about how things wrapped up and get back to your phone calls in a moment. Jeremy and Joe, as the Sabre season ends with a win, Paul. So they closed their home schedule. If you went to games late in the year, you got your money's worth. They won an awful lot of games at KeyBank Center down the stretch.
Yeah, they finally made it a place that was difficult to play in and that they actually had a home, quote, home field advantage, as you'd like to say. So they played better at home, and now they got to figure out the road schedule and, how to at least get yourself to 500 or better on the road. You do that and continue to play like you'd played at home for a lot of this year, I think he got a shot at the playoffs.
Paul Hamilton with us. Paul, from last night's game, the team look energized to you to get a win at the end of it?
Yeah, as Lindy Ruff said, it was one of those games where there wasn't any hitting. It's just kind of like the teams were, let's get out of here. There were a lot of chances. Like Peyton Krebs had four breakaways.
Yeah,
he scored on one of them. Both teams were kind of trading chances, and it wasn't huge intensity. I mean, Buffalo really got out quickly. It looked like Philadelphia was ready to just head for the bus, and that was the end of that. And all of a sudden, it turned, and it was Buffalo actually. Buffalo had a power play where it didn't look good at all. And all of a sudden, Philadelphia got some great opportunities shorthanded, and all of a sudden the Flyers took the game over. And now they started scoring goals. They had a lot of the chances. Buffalo wasn't getting any chances at all. And it looked like, for a while it looked like the Sabres were going to blow the game. But the Flyers got to within a goal, and then the Sabres finally straightened it out a little bit. They scored. And Jack Quinn got called for goaltender interference, so that didn't count. Yeah. And finally, they got the empty netter to put it away.
Yeah, always good to have reviews and meet like at the end of seasons when the games.
You have to be reminded before the season's over that about the reviews and how much you enjoy them.
Yeah, Quinn, Paul, they flashed his numbers on the screen. His stats against the Flyers. His season comes to an end and. I don't know. Is he definitely back? He's an RFA, right? So there's something to be decided there. And his season was what? Half of it was a lost season, and then it kind of showed glimmers of what he used to be. What should Sabres fans expect from Jack Quinn going forward?
Yeah, I think that's you described it perfectly. I think he would get a qualifying offer, and that would be that. I would basically sign him to his qualifying offer. I wouldn't be looking to sign him for a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal or an 8-year deal or anything like that. I would need to see more of what we saw more towards the end of the year than we saw during the year, and see what kind of offseason he put together. But, Paterka, yes, I'd be looking for the long term. Of course, Bo Byram, I'm not convinced he wants to stay here. I don't know if he knows what he wants to do. But I would look for him. I'd be looking to, get Alex Tuch figured out. But as far as Jack Quinn goes, I would offer him his qualifying offer and basically give him a take it or leave it.
Yeah, I was actually just going to bring up Byram, Paul, because I've heard you mention how you've asked him before about staying around long term and, maybe being part of the core, and that he's never really given that strong indication that he wants to, not that he said, I want to leave. And I was listening that when you did your pregame interview with him the other day, and I thought the exact same thing when you asked him that question. He just never makes me feel like he wants to be here on a long-term deal. So you feel the same way? And then also on his game, because you had mentioned there were times early in the year where you thought he was their best defenseman on certain nights. He gets split from Dahlin, and I don't know, how'd you feel like the season ended for him after he was playing with a different partner?
He still was good, but that's always his best when he was with Dahlin. I still would like to see him sign a long-term deal. I still, like him as a defenseman. One thing I thought he got a lot better at this year was blocking shots. I mean, he became an excellent shot blocker as the season went on. But I felt the same way you did, that, he always just avoids the question. And it's like, I have a decision to make. And,
he called it a big summer, which is a little weird for an RFA that actually, I think I read, he has 2 years until he can get the UFA status. I don't know. But either way, calling it a big summer is a little interesting.
Yeah, and it'd be a situation like, Sam Reinhart. Sam Reinhart had decided, hey, this organization has never offered me a long-term deal. And, I've done everything they've asked me to do on the ice, and he's right. I totally understand why he would feel that, if they don't appreciate me, I don't want to be here. So he just said, look, I owe you one more year. I'll play it. I'll sign for the one more year before I become, and then that's it. I'm leaving. So he at least gave them the option, and Byram could do the same thing. Say, I'll sign a 2-year contract or whatever it is until I get to unrestricted free agency, but I'm not interested in anything more than that. And that would give the Sabres a year or two to find him a new home and get a decent trade value back in return.
James Reimer finishes out the season in net, Paul. His future is to be determined. The Sabres, they keep finding themselves in this spot where an aging goaltender has a reasonably good season, and then the choice is retirement or Buffalo, right? Like Craig Anderson was this. Like, is he going to come back? And now with Reimer, he's going to discuss it with his family and decide what he wants to do.
Right. I mean, he'll be 38 years old next year. And so he doesn't know what he'd like to do. I don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Standing there, looking him in the eye, talking to him, I kind of got the impression that maybe he's done. Maybe he's going to retire. That's just an impression I got. He didn't say that, but just the way he was talking and everything, it's like, you know, it's been a long, great career, and, you know, he enjoyed playing here, but it just sounded like, you know, he's going to sit down with his family, and you know how, you know, guys get it. It's like my family has basically sacrificed so I can have a hockey career, and now it's time for me maybe to sit down and reverse my priorities. And so I don't know. I just got the impression that he might be leaning towards retirement, but could be talked out of it maybe.
Yeah. What about the kids, Paul, that played a little bit at the end that were called up? Oslund and Roseanne was kind of back and forth and never really flashed, I thought, when he was up here. Either one of those guys make you think about their long-term futures, and then even, I don't think either are much, well, I don't know, you tell me, about their candidacy for making the team next year.
Yeah, I just never really got hugely impressed with Roseanne, and he kept coming up and down and up and down and up and down. The last time he was here, I thought might have been his best, where he had a game where, you know, okay, yeah, it looks like maybe he's starting to get it a little bit. Oslund, I really liked him a lot. Not enough that I want to say, you know what, he needs to be here next year. I still think he needs to be in Rochester. I'd stop making the mistake as an organization of rushing these guys up here like they have a lot of them. And, you know, I think that's part of the reason they're still in this spot, because really good players, young players got rushed up here, and some of them had a good year and then regressed. And so I think he could make the team next year maybe and be okay. I would rather see him continue in Rochester. I would rather see them fill some roster spots with some veterans. They don't need to be filling them right now with more youngsters. I think part of the reason is that they're where they are is because they had too many youngsters. So, you know, any roster spots you have for next year, I think, need to be filled by some veteran hockey players.
Paul Hamilton. Paul, the plan is for locker cleanup, and we expect to hear from Lindy and Kevin Adams tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to have some extended programming, usually on Saturday. As you know, we're done at 2 o'clock. We're going to go keep going. I know Derek Kramer and Joe Colley will go for a little while, then Brian Kozio will come in. And basically, you know, they're going to do a show from 2 until they speak.
Okay.
And you don't know really when. They're hoping to be around 4:30, but you don't know how long players are going to talk to Lindy Ruff or how long they're going to talk to Kevin Adams. I mean, you know, Rasmus Dahlin may sit down. He could talk 15 minutes with each guy. He could talk an hour with each guy, you know, in which case the schedule gets all thrown off. So, you know, you will hear both men on WGR Sports Radio 550 live when they do speak. They're hoping to be around 4:30, but you just don't know. It could be earlier, it could be later. And in the meantime, you'll hear all those folks continue on with Sports Talk Saturday until it happens.
All right. You guys will be going indefinitely. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't go like 9 p.m. because it'd be it's a lot of you know,
sports thunder.
Chat on a Saturday.
And for folks, this being Good Friday, it's going to be our local programming throughout the day. And you will hear, you know, as we talk to Erasmus Dahlin or Alex Tucker, Tage Thompson, you know, I'll be getting those interviews back to the station, and the guys will be playing those both today and tomorrow. So you'll be able to hear what the players are saying as we go along with it for the next 2 days.
See if they've got fish fry recommendations, Paul, while you're at it, you know, being Good Friday.
It's the only thing I'm going to ask is about fish fries. Where are you guys going for your fish fry when you're done here? Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Eye on the Blue and Gold all day tomorrow. Eye on the Blue and Gold to get those end-of-season pressers started. That's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems. Our business is protecting your business. We have a lot of people want to chime in on the bill, so stick with us. We'll get right to the break, right back to your calls, and we're open the rest of the way. Have a few callers on hold with some good questions, good topics to bring up. Stick with us if you can. Jeremy and Joe, right back to your calls on this sunny Friday on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.